So I think what I'm talking about is fairly close to what you're talking about. So here in swing, if you're, no matter if you're playing in two or if you're playing in four, so we could go, you're always thinking on beats two and four. So you're never thinking one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. You're always thinking one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. So you're always not even thinking about one and three, really, except just for, you know, as a reference point. So one, two, four, two, four. So that's sort of the, sort of how you start. And then you start thinking about it in terms of triplets. So you have, rather than, you know, bum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum, that's actually all that swing stuff. Bum ba dum ba dum bum 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 bum. That's actually all just triplets. So if you think about it, you're actually going, and you're just exiting the third partial of the triplets. You're going doom bum bum bum. Bum, 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 bum. That's all that is. And so then if you start to think about it, rather than bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper to bump, rather than bum, two, three, four, so again, you're still not thinking in terms of one, two, three, four. Rather, with the triplets, you're thinking bum, 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 and then you're putting two and four on that. So like, so it gets a little bit sort of weird, you know, once you start thinking about it in terms of that. So, you know, cause you're thinking, it's almost as if it were a cross rhythm, like, like it sounds, especially when you do it fast. Like, I don't think I can speak it that fast, but you know, so if you're trying to do it, if you're trying to play it really fast, it actually sort of gets a little bit weird. So, that's what would be. So you're thinking about that in terms of your, in terms of piano comping. And the thing is with the drummer is accenting the snare. Do, do, do. They're always accenting the, so you want to make sure that you're piano comping. So like, so say, you know, your piano comping has to be on with the snare drum, and you're also using those triplets as a reference point. So like, you know, so you could do that. So, and you can sort of start connecting them. You know, so you can do syncopated stuff like that. You know, or, you know, five note chords. So that's sort of the foundation of the piano comping thing. Now with the bass line, you're always, so you're never doing it sort of disjunct. And I don't even know if I can really, if I can really play an example of that, but like, gosh, let's see. I can't demonstrate poorly, but so what you want to do is instead play it legato, so all the notes connected. So, and again, use two and four as a reference point. So I'm tapping my foot on two and four, and I'm right on two and four. Inserting a couple of ghosted notes here and there. So, so that's how you want to think of the bass line. You're right. You're not, you know, you're not dragging at all. Maybe you're rushing just a little bit. That's, you know, that always sort of seems to work if you're just a tiny bit ahead. You're so much on the quarter note that you're a tiny bit ahead. So if we speed it up a little bit. That's how you want to think about. So it's a good way to think about it.